My guest at this time is Georgia Republican Congressman Tom Price. He represents his state's 6th Congressional District, and as of last month, he is the brand new chairman of the House Budget Committee. We wanted to get his reaction today to President Obama's nearly $4 trillion budget for fiscal year 2016, and he is also here to talk about what his priorities are as House Republicans put together their budget for the coming fiscal year as well. And, sir, it's always good to have you with us. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Greg. Wonderful to be with you.
Always good to have you back. The president says that he wants to raise certain taxes on wealthier Americans, investors, banks, in order to be able to afford tax credits for middle-class Americans to encourage education and two parents at work and childcare and those sorts of things. He says there are things we can't afford not to do in order to help the middle class.
Well, his plan would be might be all right if it would actually work. The fact of the matter is what he has proposed, once again, sadly, is just more of the same policies that have resulted in the slowest recovery ever coming out of an economic downturn in our country. His proposal never balances, ever, never, ever balances, never gets to balance. It's more taxing, more spending, more borrowing. And remember what that means to each and every American. Every single dollar that's taken for taxes or every single dollar that's borrowed is a dollar that can't be used to pay for an education for a child, to buy a house, to buy a car, to pay rent, to pay a mortgage. All the things that the American people are so desirous of doing are harmed by what the president's proposal is. We think there's a better way.
How aggressive are you and the members on your committee going to be when it comes to trying to find ways to get rid of that red ink? What's realistic and what needs to be done?
Well, this is where there's some good news. For the past 4 years, the House Republicans have passed a budget that would actually get to balance, that would get to a point where the federal government no longer spends more money than it takes in. And this year, because of the November election, we've got some Republicans on the other side in the United States Senate who I believe are interested in doing the same thing. So I think what the country will see in 2015 is the House and the Senate actually agreeing to a budget, which hasn't happened in a significant period of time. And it'll be a budget that will get to balance, that will lay out that path for solving and strengthening and securing the Medicare and Medicaid programs and the health and retirement programs for our country, and will lay, again, the policies in place that would provide for pro-growth activity in our economy, whether it's tax reform or energy policy, all those kinds of things that create more jobs and more opportunity.
Mr. Chairman, I know your budget will probably come out sometime in the spring, but what's your target for when you hope to balance the budget?
Our budget will come out likely the last week of March, and in the past, what the budget has been passed through the House would get to balance within a 10-year period of time. That's called the budget window. We're going to do it as rapidly as we can credibly do, and I think we'll be able to do it in that period of time again.
Sir, where do you come down on the issue of sequestration? The president is proposing increases in both defense and discretionary spending that would kind of do away with what's left of sequester. He calls it mindless austerity. On the Republican side, I know there's kind of a split. There's many who say we've got to have some limitations in place, and others who say, well, those limitations shouldn't be a national security or only a national security, because that's one area where we definitely need to have some flexibility. So what do you expect the approach to be there from Republicans?
Well, it's curious because this mindless austerity, using the president's language, was actually his idea. The sequester was the president's idea. And it's one of the few things where Republicans and Democrats have agreed with each other over the past 4 years on how to begin to control spending. Greg, we are $18 trillion plus in debt in this country, and the president's budget would significantly increase that debt over a period of 10 years, add $8.5 trillion to debt. And what that means is that the amount of interest that we would be paying on that debt at the end of the 10-year period of time would be more than we currently pay for defense, more than we currently pay for all sorts of federal government programs. So this is not a path that's sustainable. It won't create growth in our economy and won't create more jobs and more opportunity. So that's where we've got to concentrate, is on the kinds of proposals and the kinds of policies that will actually preserve and conserve this great, great nation.
Congressman, your budget, as you said, will come out in the spring. The Senate will do theirs. They'll be probably quite similar. In the end, though, of course, we know that the president's not going to get what he wants. Republicans control Congress. in the end, you probably won't get everything you want because he's got the veto pen and there's not 60 votes necessarily in the Senate for the Republican budget. So realistically, is this a year where you think there can be a lot of progress? And if so, where do you think some of that common ground might be found?
Well, I think there can be progress, indeed. The president has recognized through his administration that the level of taxation at the business level is harming job creation and is harming businesses, American businesses. We hope there's common ground there. The president has suggested that there's some reform that he might be open to on the international tax side so that we can, again, create more jobs and have more resources for research and development and growing our economy. In the area of infrastructure, the president has recognized, as we have repeatedly, that there are challenges from a resource standpoint there, and we look forward to prioritizing in our budget to make certain that those resources are available. The president wants to tax more just to spend more. We think that's the kind of policy that doesn't get us a growing economy.
Sir, how much money can be saved through what's known as regular order? You mentioned that the House and Senate haven't agreed on a budget in a while. It's also been a long time since you've gone through the appropriations bills one by one rather than a giant omnibus at the 11th hour. So how much can be saved by doing these separately and, I guess, being able to look more carefully to try and root out some pork?
Well, it's a significant amount of money that can be saved doing the appropriations bills through what's called regular order, which means that the committees in the House and the Senate deal with them individually, and they come to the floor in of the House and the Senate individually as well. But it's not just the money that can be saved here for the federal government. It's also all the kinds of regulatory schemes that have been put in place by this administration can be addressed in that way to limit what the EPA is doing, to limit what the National Labor Relations Board is doing, to harm job creation. And we can do those kinds of things through the appropriation process in a way that it's virtually impossible to do in any other way. So there are wonderful reasons to bring about what's called regular order, which just means getting back to business as the way it should be done, the way the American people expect it to be done here in Washington.
Last topic, sir, of even more immediate concern is the Department of Homeland Security funding due to expire at the end of the month. Right now, the Senate is about to take up this issue. It's unclear whether they'll get the 60 votes needed to move it to the president's desk. The House has already agreed to fund the department through the end of the fiscal year, with the exception of what the president's doing unilaterally on immigration. What do you expect to be the outcome here, and what are Republicans ready to do if the president vetoes this?
Well, what I hope initially is that the Democrats in the Senate, who spoke and criticized the president for acting unilaterally in the area of immigration before the end of last year, will stand up right now and vote to move the debate forward. The Democrats can block this, as they have done in the past, but I'm hopeful and prayerful that there will be at least six Democrat senators who will vote to allow the debate to move forward. And then we'll let the process work and see what happens in the Senate. And if they pass the bill that we passed through the House that would hold the president to account on his unilateral action, then that would be wonderful, and we would move it to the president's desk, and then the American people can see exactly who's standing in the way of appropriate reform of our immigration system. If the Senate changes it, then we'll go to a conference committee and hopefully work out the differences and be able to send it to the president's desk then.
We'll certainly be following that, as well as your work, I guess, about to be revealed in a couple of months. Congressman, Mr. Chairman, thank you very much for your time today, as always.
Thanks, Greg. Take care.
Georgia Republican Congressman Tom Price is chairman of the House Budget Committee, represents his state's 6th Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.